Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the morning shift at 7:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno in for Bo today. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, keeping us on track. I want to remind you that we do have Guns N' Roses tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Mike is hosting Which One Wednesday in a moment, since we have fresh meat in the building.
Mm. By the way, I was today years old when I knew Guns N' Roses were still together.
Oh, yeah.
It's a kind of a big deal, yeah. Kind of a big deal, this tour.
They're going to Truist. Like, that's a massive, massive venue for them. So
I think they've said this is their last one.
Everybody says that.
I know. Remember all the stuff
that I said about my marriage
on his first send off?
Yeah, George Strait has done it. Motley Crue, they signed a contract that will never tour again, and then they tour again.
I was doing a podcast the other day, and one of the ads was for who's the guy's name from Twisted Sister? He's doing a casino somewhere in Mississippi, and I was like, man, it's holding on for dear life. He's trying to make it happen, baby.
He still wants to rock.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, earlier today, I overheard you guys talking about how this college football playoff system is flawed, and it's starting to really show in the 12-team format. So explain what you're seeing happening right now, because we did get the rankings out last night.
The problem is right now is that there's going to be major power players that are going to be irate, namely the ACC, but, the conversation around how good or not good the Big 12 is, possibly only getting one team in, and the loser of that championship game probably being BYU at this point getting left out, which is going to be an issue. Or if Bama were to lose to Georgia and that conversation is being had, there's going to be a conversation that builds steam about going to 16 teams. I don't want
it's going to.
But you're going there.
I mean, look, here's as we go through more iterations of this 12-team playoff, we're going to find out where all the holes and all the flaws are in what they're doing, and we're seeing that now. And traffic aside, I'm a big believer in sort of rules and standardization.
Wow.
And there is none when it comes. Every conference should have the same tie-breaking rules. Period.
Yeah, the ACC is licking their wounds right now.
We can't have different sets of tie-breaking. There is something incredibly wrong just on objective. Like, go back to the whole, if my eyes tell me it's a catch, it should be a catch kind of thing. There's something objectively wrong that A&M didn't lose a game till the final game of the year, and they're not in the conference championship game. There is something objectively wrong about that.
I would say and the Miami thing's even worse
than that.
They
didn't lose a game to the team that's playing in the conference championship game.
It does stink that you can't look at Miami and say they deserve to be in the conference championship game more than Duke does.
Of course they do.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
We need to have some level of standard. I think we talked about this yesterday in the pre-show meeting. Nobody follows the Mac. I mean, I'm a degenerate, so I do. But have you seen how Miami of Ohio got into their championship game?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Go look at Miami of Ohio and who they lost to and go, how the hell are they in the conference championship game? It's insane. I mean, there has to be some level of standardization for the tie-breaking rules, because we've now gotten to a scenario where the ACC champion might not make the college football playoff at all.
Yeah.
And that's an unintended consequence of what they've done here. I'll go back to this and I'll say it again. Can we get rid of this group of five must be in? This is a bunch of malarkey horse poo.
I agree with that.
Just give me the best 12 teams, conference championship or not. This is not difficult, and we're trying to make perfect the enemy of good.
Last thing I'll say, if you're going to go to 16, and I hate to say this because I'm a big proponent, you got to get rid of the conference championships. You have to.
They won't.
They need to.
They won't because there's too much money involved.
I know, but I agree.
What you can do is make it a non-event. It's like Army-Navy. It's just a game. That doesn't matter for anything.
There you go.
Well, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Which One Wednesday on Mic'd Up. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so I did this a little bit different. I'm not going to ask you guys the same questions. I'm going to go back and forth and play a little match of ping pong, a little tennis right here. Kind of put both you guys on the spot. I'll try to start with some softballs here. So, Allie, we'll start with you. Which one would you rather see ride in the back of a Waymo, a driverless vehicle, Mark Zeno or Squid Billy? Which one would you rather see have a hidden camera ride in the back of a Waymo?
Oh, when you put that in there for the entertainment value, it definitely should be me.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if you've seen Bo in a vehicle. Which one would you rather have a hidden camera on the back of a Waymo? Can you just imagine either one of these guys sitting in the back of a Waymo as it drives around the city of Atlanta?
What are you doing?
Turn left.
I would love to see both. Honestly,
I would climb into the front seat and grab the damn wheel.
I would love to see both.
It would be so good.
For show content, it would be great to see Bo, but I would love to see you jump into the front.
How do I get the Waymo onto the shoulder?
Turn off.
How do I get this Waymo to go on the shoulder?
Go around. Get out of traffic. I'll take the ticket. Oh, all right. I'll start with Zeno. Toss up. How about this one? Italian Zeno. What's better, lasagna or chicken parm? What's better? Lasagna or chicken parm?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. And you're eating over there right now.
I understand. Like, my first reaction is who's making it. But when done right, lasagna is better. Yeah,
completely agree. Completely agree. All right. Let's see. Let's find a good one. How about this one? Allie, if you were going with friends,
okay,
all right, not your husband or your coworkers, would you rather go see Falcons versus Saints or Braves versus Mets? Falcons versus Saints or Braves versus Mets? If you were going with friends to an actual sporting event, not saying you wouldn't. I'm sure you're a concert kind of person. But
I would go to either of these events.
Which one? Which one Wednesday, Allie?
Right now, we just beat the Saints.
Yes.
I would love to see that happen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see the Falcons beat the Saints.
Which one are we more likely to win? Neither one.
Fair question.
With the last couple of years. So it's been a little bit interesting. All right, Zeno, we'll kick it back over to you. Which job is actually a better job? I know that one of these already has a guy, but would you rather coach? Would Mark Zeno rather coach at Penn State or Ole Miss? Mark Zeno rather coach at Penn State or Ole Miss?
I would say Penn State. I mean, the first question that popped into my head is, okay, well, I got to beat Georgia or Bama, or I got to beat Michigan or Ohio State, and I don't think
lucky question for both those teams is how often are you going to play them these days with the size of the conferences?
Penn State probably definitively has more resources, bigger donor base, and I still think there's a path that's easier in the Big Ten than there is in the SEC.
Tend to agree with you. Probably a little more top-heavy in the Big Ten. All right, Allie, how about this one? I was cracking up writing this question down. All right, which one is a higher number? All right, follow me here. Okay. Which one's a higher number? Dylan's max bench press. All right, Dylan's max bench press.
Okay.
Or the amount of push-ups that Mark Zeno can do in 10 minutes. Which one is higher? The amount of push-ups that Mark Zeno can do in 10 minutes or Dylan's max bench press?
This is an easy one, Allie. I'll just tell you that.
I do think that Dylan is sneaky strong.
Mark, can you go ahead and just guesstimate how many push-ups you think you can do in 10 minutes?
Well, I know I can do 75 in a minute.
So you might, let's just say you run out of juice, you get a second win, and you go to...
I could probably get to 200 in 10 minutes.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Like, my thing is, like, if he could do 225, we'd probably be in the...
I think Dylan's probably got a little bit of Kevin Durant going on in the bench press. I don't know.
135? I would only need about 3 minutes.
Rep out 135 at the combine and couldn't get it up?
I haven't maxed in a long time, so it's probably... I would think I could do...
200?
I think I could do 225.
So it'd be a tie between them, basically.
I know, but that's what the beauty of Which One Wednesday is. You got to get to pick.
I mean, if I have 10 minutes, I wouldn't lose. Like, because I could still bang out 5 or 10,
pause.
Take a break, 5 or 10, take a break.
Allie, I'm going to give you now. It's okay. I would give it to Zeno. I would
no,
give it to
Zeno.
No,
you're not allowed to do that. It's Which One Wednesday. She has to pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on. Zeno,
good question, Mike.
I'll go back to you. How about this one? Which one has less depth this year, the Falcons wide receivers or the Falcons linebackers? Which one has less depth?
It's got to be the wide receivers. I mean,
do you remember how this defense played without Divine Diablo?
Okay. That's yes, I do.
This honestly boils down to, who do you trust more, Darnell Mooney or J.D. Bertrand?
Ronnie Harrison? Ronnie Harrison? Can I throw him in the
Ronnie
mix?
Harrison or David Sills? Which one?
Ronnie Harrison or David Sills, yes. There you go.
Oh, man, good stuff. And Allie, we'll go back to you with the teaser question. Which one would you trust more given car troubles? Is it me or Mark Zeno?
I have thought about this, and you both would be reliable because you're both dads, so you know to step in when you need to. But Mark Zeno's going to get to me faster.
Wow. Because
he's going to drive on the shoulder. I would never do it.
That's you cannot. Your logic is undeniable.
Yeah. Okay. How about follow-up question? Okay. Which one do you trust more with car trouble, Mark Zeno or Grant McCauley?
Wow.
Grant. Of course, wow. Grant.
On the spot, boy.
I mean, Allie, that is... She went the opposite
of happy wife, happy life. She was like, no, happy hubs. I don't care. Mark can be mad at me.
I mean, the problem is that you paused, right?
Yeah.
She thought about it. You know what the problem is? Because she doesn't have an instinct to lie initially. She doesn't have self-preservation instinct. She's like, I need to be honest here. Let me think about this. No, lie.
Yep. She's a rule follower. All right, Mark Zeno, which one, and not you personally, which one does America dislike more?
Me.
Which one does America dislike more? Kickers or mother-in-laws?
Whoa.
Kickers or mother-in-laws? Which one does America dislike?
Mother-in-laws. I've had one of those.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
God.
Mother-in-laws. Like, I mean, kickers only ruin one day a week. Mother-in-laws can ruin your entire week.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's try to get a couple more here in. Got about a minute. Which one is more exhausted? Mark, you're a service member. What's it called when you go to work this weekend?
Drill.
You're going to drill. So which one, Allie, is more exhausted? Mark Zeno after 4 days of drill or Rusty Menzel on signing day? Which one's more exhausted?
Oh, my God.
Rusty Menzel on signing day or Mark Zeno after 4 days of drill?
No, I think Rusty, because you do this all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rusty's like, this is my Super Bowl.
I have not gotten to say a word to Rusty.
I know. I walked out there and he goes, I ain't got time today.
Right, exactly.
He had that look on his face.
Right, like, he's been on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he trust me, he's a lot more tired.
All right, Mark Zeno, would you rather have a Sunday without any devices at all, no devices at all on a Sunday, or Disney World on a Saturday with your kids? Disney World on a Saturday with your kids, or a Sunday with no devices at all?
Can I just say, am I allowed to have an iPad to put an extra game on?
No devices at all.
So just one game?
No.
One game is all I can watch?
Nope.
Can I TV? No, like no TV.
No devices. You can't follow the NFL on a
not Sunday. Even a TV.
No. Or Saturday at Disney World.
Saturday at Disney with my phone so I can watch college.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of standing around
you
in
got
line.
Problems, man.
There's a lot of standing around in line where
you
I can just be on
problems.
The phone and watch it. I mean,
you got problems.
I do have problems.
Let's see. Let's finish on this one. Allie, which is worse? Parking in a handicapped spot or driving on the shoulder?
Dude.
Which one's worse?
Well, it's the handicapped spot.
Yeah.
It's the handicapped spot.
You think
spot.
So?
Yes.
No, they're almost never used.
I don't know.
It's the handicapped spot because the shoulder,
man.
I mean,
but you're,
clearly you think you're more important than people, but like the handicapped spot, people really need that.
I know, but like how many people are you angering when you drive on the shoulder as opposed to how many people
an
are you
entire
angering
with interstate.
The handicapped? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's thousands of people ready to riot as he passes by. It's completely
no,
changed
you know what,
my
there
opinion.
There are a
man.
Thousand people jealous that I have enough balls to do it.
That's not true. That's not true. As one of those people, I'd probably that's not true. I'm jealous that I don't have the time and space to go punch you in the face. That's the only thing I'm jealous of.
I when the next time you see somebody driving their shoulder, just text me your initial reaction. I just want to feel it in the moment.
I will. And it's probably going to include a couple cuss words and a middle finger.
We're going to ask Rusty about the driving on the shoulder, but we're also going to talk to him about signing day. Rusty Mansell will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.